chimney, about half past three, left all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You sure have been good to me. I haven't had a drink this morning, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Thank you. This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and internet radio WMCK.FM McKeesport.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review, and the week ended with awful Christmas news for the United States. More than 3,350 people died of COVID-19 in the 24 hours to Friday, a 52% increase on Thursday's total. There were more than 261,000 cases reported in the US as the Omicron variant spread. President Biden this week insisted no new restrictions are needed.
We should all be concerned about Omicron, but not panicked. If you're fully vaccinated, and especially if you got your booster shot, you are highly protected. And if you're unvaccinated, you're at a higher risk of getting severely ill from COVID-19, getting hospitalized, and even dying. And no, this is not March of 2020.
He pledged to provide Americans with $500 million free test kits starting next month. But by the end of the week, the White House could still provide no details of when families will be able to order them. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson declined to tighten restrictions before Christmas, though he indicated there will be changes as soon as the turkey is cold and the toys are unwrapped.
Naturally, we can't rule out any further measures after Christmas, and we're going to keep a constant eye on the data. We don't think today that there is enough evidence to justify any tougher measures before Christmas.
There was research published this week in Britain suggesting Omicron is 70% less likely to lead to hospitalizations than Delta. President Vladimir Putin laid out a series of demands for the West, insisting he wants immediate guarantees that NATO will never accept Ukraine as a member. The Biden administration said dialogue is possible if Russia de-escalates. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Facts are a funny thing, and facts make clear that the only aggression we're seeing at the border of Russia and Ukraine is the military buildup by the Russians and the bellicose rhetoric from the leader of Russia.
Monuments commemorating the 1989 massacre in Tiananmen Square disappeared this week from the grounds of universities in Hong Kong. The so-called Pillar of Shame statue was removed on Thursday. On Friday, a Goddess of Democracy statue also disappeared. Nathan Law is a democracy activist from Hong Kong.
It's seen as an extra suppression towards the truth of the Tiananmen massacre, and also further suppression to the freedom in Hong Kong.
The writer and novelist Joan Didion died this week at the age of 87. She won legions of admirers for journalistic dispatches from California, then for novels on the counterculture and Hollywood lifestyles. And the actress Sally Ann Howes, beloved for playing the role of truly scrumptious in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, died this week at the age of 91. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Support for this broadcast comes in part from PublicSource.org, a nonprofit online news outlet covering McKeesport, Pittsburgh, and Western Pennsylvania. Public Source produces and supports journalism for a stronger region. Learn more at PublicSource.org.
WRCT.
Music Radio. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some
WRCT.
But it won't be Christmas.
don't want to be alone for Christmas. Far from all the ones I love, I just want to be beside the Christmas tree with all the folks I'm dreaming of. I don't want to be alone for Christmas, staring into empty space. Let me be once more inside the cottage door and see a friendly smiling face. Just to see my dear old mother and shake hands with my dad. Say hello to sis and brother would be the best Christmas gift I've ever had. I don't want to be alone for Christmas. I don't want to always roam. So I think I'll pack and hurry to the track and catch the train that takes me home. Just to see my dear old mother and shake hands with my dad. Say hello to sis and brother. What be the best Christmas gift I've ever had? I don't want to be alone for Christmas. I don't want to always roam. So I think I'll pack and hurry to the track and catch the train that takes me home.
More music.
WRCT.
Christmas, my dear, the time of the year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me never more to roam? Christmas and New Year will find you home.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your Christmas weekend forecast. Showers likely today with a high near 60. Could be windy at times, with the winds gusting as high as 28 miles per hour. Showers likely overnight with a low of 39. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, high near 48. Monday, rain mixed with snow, becoming all rain later on in the day. Cloudy skies, high near 52. Tuesday, showers likely 56. Wednesday, showers mostly cloudy and a high near 62.
Forever will
If I can't make it home in time, I know you'll be keeping my spirits bright by wearing my name, trying to stop this fight. Oh, but I'd give anything to see you and the family and that little Christmas tree.
A Christmas bell was crying, then Santa heard it say, I just can't seem to jingle, and I can't go on the sleigh. Then Santa soon discovered the reason that it cried, the bell that couldn't jingle, it had nothing there inside. Then Santa said, Jack Frost will bring my Christmas gift to you, and on Christmas Eve you'll jingle just like you were brand new. Then Jack Frost froze a teardrop, so each time that it swayed, the bell that couldn't jingle, it went jingling all the way. Jack Frost froze a teardrop, so each time that it swayed, the bell that couldn't jingle, it went jingling all the way.
This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and internet radio WMCK.FM McKeesport.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows turkey and some mistletoe held to make the season bright, tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. Kids from 1 to 92 Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Pittsburgh's own Walt Harper on Radio 9. Before that, from Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, the Polish Prince, Bobby Vinton. Yeah, we're getting a little bit local today. I'm Jay Thurber. Thanks for joining me. Merry Christmas, and thank you for spending a little bit of your Christmas with me. A reminder, today's show's pre-recorded, so please no phone calls. Coming up, we will hear from the Enchanters, the Ventures, and Bob Seger. We also have a visit with Bob and Ray and their whole cast of characters in a few minutes. But first, this is Louis Armstrong as our all-Christmas show continues.
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaw. Who's there, who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? I said, who's there? Who is it? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One beacon I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, I paid him my knee. Say that's you, Santa Claus. That's him, all right.
Jay Thurber.
Go, go, Tiger.
Christmas out in Mexico, a lot of places that you wanted to go.
You don't know.
Santa's gonna do the mambo.
Santa's doing the mambo this Christmas. Santa's doing the mambo this Christmas. Santa's doing the mambo this Christmas. Mambo, Santa, mambo. Mambo, Santa, mambo. Mambo, Santa, mambo. Mambo, Santa, mambo. Mamba, mambo, if you can.
Santa with his eight reindeer, they come every time about this year. Here's something that you don't know.
Santa's gonna do the mumbo. Mumbo, Santa, mumbo. Mumbo, Santa, mumbo. Tell your mama, mumbo, Santa, mumbo. Mama, mumbo if you can.
Santa with his eight reindeers, they come every time or about this year. But here is something that you don't know.
Santa, mumbo, mumbo, Santa, mumbo, Santa, mumbo, Santa, mumbo. Tell your mama, mumbo, Santa, mumbo. Mama, mumble if you can.
Mama, mumble if you can.
Mama, mumble if you can.
Jay Thurber.
Okay, Xmas babies, here's a little tune that, for me, just kind of sums up the spirit of Christmas past, present, and future.
WRCD. Can you hear me?
Do you know the words to Deck the Halls?
I know them.
I know them, too.
I think I do.
Yeah, from school. Deck the Halls with Bowdoo.
Holly,
yeah.
Why don't you try it anyway, and if it works out, well, I will...
Okay, Bob, give us a downbeat.
All right.
One, two, three, and then...
Okay, let's see. One, two, three.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tra-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Here's the season to be jolly. Tra-la-la-la-la.
Very good.
Gee, that was nice. Mary, that's not your key at all.
Well, you sound a little like Arthur Schrank there for a minute. If I didn't know he was in Hong
Kong,
I would...
Sound like you swallowed a cut glass vase before you started to sing that one.
Well, I suppose we better light the tree and then pass out the presents, hadn't we?
Okay.
Can that be the next order of business?
Well, Bob, I think last year you pushed the button.
Yeah, I did.
So that means, everything being fair and square, that I pushed the button to light the tree this year.
Okay.
Are you all set, everybody? Oh, yeah, we're all set. Okay, here I go. One, two, three.
What do you know about that?
Oh, isn't that...
Where's our lighting expert?
Isn't that a shame?
Sven?
Oh, Sven? Isn't that a shame?
Sven Ostersve, set the lighting thing up, and,
Yeah,
Sven?
Sure.
What's the matter?
Were you in charge of seeing that we had the right spider on the floor and the right cords and
there,
the right
thing?
Well,
I got mixed up in a little of that spaghetti on the floor there. All that mixed up wires and things.
You saw what happened. The flag is completely...
I think I plugged the lights into the tape recorder.
The tree there is completely disintegrated.
Yeah, I see that. That's
not a thing left.
It burned all the branches off there.
Not a thing. It must be $5 or $6 there tied up in decorations.
Well, it didn't ruin the presents any.
Some of that tinsel is still okay, I suppose, but...
We could drape that around the window of the control room. But otherwise, it's a real mess.
I have a rubber plant that's out in the office. I'll bring that in.
Think you'll save the day, Barry.
We can decorate the rubber plant.
All right, would you go and get
nice,
it? Dan, I'm sorry you caused all of this confusion.
It's okay, and Merry Christmas. Oh.
God.
To both of them. Merry Christmas to Mary and to Sven.
Yeah. I hope she gets that back here in time because it doesn't really... I suppose we can start giving...
Give
Wally
his
present, yeah.
Wally,
Yes, sir, front
and
center.
Oh, incidentally, yeah, well, it is, but before we give you your present, Wally, I was looking at the type teletype writer, and I'm afraid that duty calls again for you tonight, fortunately.
Uh-oh. I almost could tell this was coming. Another assignment, huh?
That's right,
I was hoping to get home to Rosedale, to the wife, hullabaloo, and the kid, little boy.
Right. Unfortunately, this will take you in the other direction. Tonight marks the final run of a commuter train that goes from Amityville to Montauk.
Oh, that should be fun, though.
And we'd like you to cover that for CBS.
Yeah, they'll be in a good mood, the folks on that train.
So if you'd get going, first of all...
Well, let me open the present
Merry
first.
Christmas, Wally. Open the present, and there you are. Hope it's...
I do appreciate... Hey, just what I wanted. A necktie.
Yes.
You fellas are about as... the most original people I know.
And, look, on the other side there, don't let that service station insignia bother you. Because, nobody will see it.
Oh, noticed that. I'll have to tie it backwards.
Tie it backwards so that they won't see the...
Says I should wear it with a gray suit.
Right.
But I'm colorblind. How do I tell what suit?
And a black visored cap. But anyway, Merry Christmas, Wally.
Merry Christmas, and hope you get the rubber plant decorated in time.
Thank you, Wally. Bye,
bye,
buddy.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry to see Wally go.
Come on, open up yours here.
You're going to help me make the punch.
Well, we can take care of that.
Whose present is this?
This is yours.
Oh.
Wish Mary would get back. How do you like that? Do you think it'll fit?
Well, I wouldn't wear a little calendar like that.
Oh, you're...
Hey, did you color this yourself with your own crayon?
No, it's watercolor.
Beautiful.
I thought it looked kind of nice. It looked better.
That's glue on the back of December 60, isn't it? I can stick on any piece of purple.
What?
I say that's glue, isn't it, on the back of December 60?
Yes.
So I can stick it on every piece of paper.
Well,
it's certainly something I can use every day of the year.
Well, that's, we thought it would be practical for
very
you.
Very nice. Very, very,
and I think
very
maybe
nice.
If you go down now and tell
the
sleigh...
I think I'll start to make the bowl.
Well, before you do that, tell the sleigh man downstairs we'll be down in a few minutes, will you?
Okay, I'll tell him.
Did you get the rubber plant, Mary?
Yes, here it is.
Okay, good.
I have some decorations, too, just so long as we have something that looks like a tree and is lit up.
I think so.
Boy, that sounds like a straight line.
that'll work all right. We've got a few lights that'll still work. I think there's another string we didn't use before.
Mary, we have a little something for you, too, from Bob and Ray. Here you are.
Hope you like it.
Nice. That's a hat brush.
Huh? Yes. Can use it for suede or, like, shoes and stuff.
Very nice.
Or for your leather jacket.
Well, I don't have a leather jacket. It's very nice.
Handy, huh?
I don't know how you ever knew I wanted that.
Well, little birds gave us little tips on things that you folks want.
Very nice, very nice.
Okay, that's it. Merry Christmas, Mary.
Merry Christmas to you, too. I think we all have something for you gentlemen, too.
Well, that's very nice. I think we ought to thank the 20 people who showed up in the studio tonight.
My heart goes out to them, really. You'd think that they could be at a place where some of their own relatives and friends are on Christmas Eve. But thank you for coming here. And on the way out, we want you to be sure and put out the lights as you leave. Thank you.
So enjoy yourself. I guess we could be leaving now, couldn't we?
Guess so. Well,
don't forget, we will be back here tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be back with our big Christmas dinner and everything. Well, we hope you all have a Merry Christmas and...
Have a very Merry Christmas, and come on with us down the hall now while we go out. Get into the sleigh.
Down the hall here. And...
Elevators are still running.
Where are you going, down?
Yes, please.
Get in, face front.
Okay, Gus. Merry Christmas, incidentally, Gus.
Yeah, same to you.
Kind of makes you feel warm, doesn't it, Ray?
What?
No, I was talking to Ray.
Yeah, it kind of makes me feel warm.
Yeah.
So long and Merry Christmas to you.
So long.
Yeah, he's out there. I can see him through the glass doors out on 52th Street.
Boy, it's cold tonight.
Oh, boy. Bundle up.
Well?
Get up under the sleigh.
Put your greatcoat on.
Okay, driver. To the Cratchits.
Don't spare the horses either, driver.
Do you have those, hot chestnuts?
Yeah, sure. I've got them, Ray.
Good. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, and Webley and Wally, will you sign the show off in just 10 seconds?
Okay, and until tomorrow, this is Webley Webster wishing you a Merry Christmas.
And Wally Ballou wishing you a Merry Christmas, too.
What's that, son?
Christmas just isn't going to be the theme this year.
Well, why is that?
Because Santa's got a brand new bag! Come on, jump up! Sock it to me, Santa, you know what I like. Sock it to me, Santa, just bring me a bag. Santa, you know where it's at. Sock it to me, Santa, I want a baseball bat. This won't be a drag. Santa's got a brand new bag. I said, come on, dancer, come on, prancer. A brand new Santa's got to be the answer. Come on, Comet, and come on, Cupid. Don't just stand there looking stupid. Ah! He's got lots of toys, but no time for trash. Sock it to me, Santa. Oh, this dress real mild from his head to his toe. Sock it to me, Santa. He's lost a little weight, but his jet is still roll. Sock it to me, Santa. Sock it to me, Santa. You heard what I said. Sock it to me, Santa. Come on, bring me a sled. Christmas just won't be a drag. Santa's got a brand new band.
Pittsburgh Steelers kept their playoff hopes alive with last week's win over Tennessee. They take on the 10-4 Kansas City Chiefs tomorrow at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs are on a 7-game winning streak. Steelers without some of their top players, including offensive tackle Zach Banner, linebacker Marcus Allen, running back Anthony McFarland Jr., defensive tackle Isaiah Bugs, and linebacker Devin Bush. They are all on the COVID-19 reserve list as for now. Game time at Arrowhead Stadium is at 4:25. Meantime, Pittsburgh Penguins are off this weekend, and another one of their games has been postponed due to COVID-19 concerns. This time it's Monday's game against the Bruins in Boston. The NHL has had more than 100 players test positive for COVID-19 over the past 2 weeks, so they've extended their holiday break by one day. It's now the third consecutive game the Pens have had postponed. They were supposed to host the New Jersey Devils on Tuesday and the Philadelphia Flyers on Thursday at PPG Paints Arena. Both of those games postponed due to COVID-19. Pens now scheduled to be back in action on Wednesday when they take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. In college basketball, the CMU Tartan women's team is scheduled to travel to Marietta College in Ohio on Wednesday to take on the Bethany Bisons. The men travel to Bethany on Thursday. The Duquesne Dukes and Pitt Panthers both on for the holiday. Here's your Christmas weekend forecast. Unseasonably warm, high near 60. Gusting winds as high as 28 miles per hour. Showers likely overnight. Cloudy low near 39. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, 48. Monday, rain mixed with snow in the morning, becoming all rain later in the day. Cloudy skies on Monday, high near 52. Tuesday, rain showers, 56. Wednesday, more rain, mostly cloudy. High near 48.
RCT.
Shoppers
Christmas is mine. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not. Much too busy. You're in a hurry. My, how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter, and in the midst of the laughter, he cries.
RCT.
This is 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and Internet Radio WMCK.FM McKeesport.
The CDC has announced another staggering new death count amid the pandemic, over 100,000 fatal drug overdoses from April 2020 to 2021. Groups working to curb these preventable deaths in Brooklyn are also pushing for solutions statewide.
The group Voices of Community Activists and Leaders, known as Vocal New York, distributes clean needles, fentanyl test strips, and Narcan, which can reverse an overdose. Daryl Robertson, a senior peer with the group, works on the ground with participants.
Overdoses are common, but we saved a lot of lives. I see down the road that being defeated, we have to still have a lot of support.
Vocal New York is among 240 organizations across the nation now calling for passage of federal legislation that could help prevent opioid deaths in every neighborhood. In a letter sent to Congress, they've called for swift passage of the federal Stop Fentanyl Act, which improves surveillance and detection of the potent drug. I'm Michaela Savitt reporting.
Now for the Guardian newspaper, the jury in the manslaughter trial of former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter, who shot dead 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop in April 2021, has found her guilty. The former police officer, who's white, had maintained that she made a tragic mistake when she grabbed her gun instead of her taser and shot Wright, who was black, when pulled over while driving in a suburb of Minneapolis. On Thursday, The Guardian reports the jury found Potter guilty of both of the charges she faced of first-degree and second-degree manslaughter. A record number of manatees have died this year, more than 1,000. Conservation groups warn hundreds more will die from starvation and illness as a result of Florida's toxic sewage and polluted waters.
At a memorial service today in Port St. John, participants are encouraged to wear black as they kayak or paddleboard near a Florida Power and Light plant where an experimental feeding site will be set up to help feed the slow-moving manatees that used to graze on seagrass. After a massive loss of habitat, event organizer Katrina Shaddix with Bear Warriors United says she wished officials had moved faster to approve a federal supplemental feeding program.
Starvation deaths never stopped for the manatees. They decreased, and that's because two-thirds of the population migrated out. But for the one-third that call the Northern Indian River Lagoon home all year round, they have had no food. So they've continued to starve. They've continued to be pulled lifeless from the river.
Federal and state officials have launched a temporary field response station in Brevard County. I'm Tramell Gomes.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for getting started on the holiday weekend with Public News Service. Member and listener supported. Heard on great radio stations. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Support for this broadcast comes in part from publicsource.org, a nonprofit online news outlet covering McKeesport, Pittsburgh, and Western Pennsylvania. Public Source produces and supports journalism for a stronger region. Learn more at publicsource.org.
WRCT.
Mm-hmm.